Chat Golf presents the Technically Golf Podcast, the golf podcast technically. Chubba Watson, officially Sonny. Master Bastion is asleep, but we are joined by two special guests. Mr. Goldie Yeller, the return, two-time now.
Two-time.
Might be our first recurring guest.
Goldie, a.k.a.
What are some other a.k.a.s that you can come up with?
Gold. Eller. I was going to go Eller, like drop the Y.
The Lego King.
Right, Lego King.
AKA yeah. Miami Vice.
Mr. Barefoot.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Barefoot. Yeah. Flip-flops.
Road to hole in one.
The hockey guy also could pull off a Happy Gilmore caddy Halloween costume like no other.
I mean, yeah, the homeless one.
Looking at him and just so jealous of that flow and the beard and the hole.
Yeah.
It is a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And the no shoes, and I know you're doing the hole in one thing. Do you have a hole in one yet?
No. Travis from PJ Memes got one.
Yeah, oh, and sorry, we were getting halfway. Travis. We're doing this late at night. Sorry, we got halfway through the introductions. We also have George, brother-in-law of Travis, of PJ Memes fans, sitting in with us. Just, you guys are fresh off the PJ Memes challenge. Can you talk to us a little bit
about that?
Pack Patrol for the babes.
Yes,
and for the fun accounts to run, for sure.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Pack Patrol's hilarious. Yeah, check it out.
Appreciate it.
You guys get a lot of... I get a lot of people that send videos in, but, like, I don't post a lot of videos. It's not my content, and I feel bad a lot of times saying to people, like, send it to these pages, and I'll mention your page, because it's like, I get that people want to send me their stuff, but, like, I do memes, you know, and it's like, it's almost off-brand for me to post somebody's, like, bad video, even though, like, they're funny. So I always say, like, send them to Hack Patrol or send them to Zyre or whatever.
Do you think the people that follow your page, though, would be upset with you if you posted?
I don't think they'd be upset. Like, no, it's just like, I think they just expect something.
This is off-brand.
I think they might, like, see, and it's crazy because we've had to pivot because Instagram wants videos now. So, like, we've been writing skits and making videos, and, like, we've kind of been away from it for a while because we've been away from each other, but, like, Instagram does want the videos, so I think we probably need to do more of that. I don't think the people would get mad. It's just that a lot of them are just, like, people make up the videos. They're not legit, you know? So it's like you can tell that a lot of videos are just people trying to fake something, and a lot of times that doesn't come off that funny,
no.
You know?
No,
it depends
how
good the acting is.
It happens a lot,
right? I'm sure you see it all the time, especially for a page that only posts that content.
George,
and I'm not saying there's anything
George
wrong with that.
George needs to put his mic up to his mouth.
Yeah, right up to your
he's
mouth.
He's on about an inch and a half.
He's
sometimes, I just, like, the other day I almost hit it instead of my vape. But
yeah, so you guys won the PJ Memes Challenge, or how did
No, we cheated and we still couldn't win. But George and I weren't on the same team, though.
Oh, okay. So who did whose team did better out of you two?
I think my team did way better than yours.
Way
what
better.
Did you guys shoot,
George? Way better.
I wouldn't say that. We had some shooters.
What
out
did
there.
You shoot?
I don't know. Like, what did we shoot? Like 15?
15 under.
15 over.
Under.
Under 15. A scramble, right?
Sounds
scramble
like format. He might have beat your team.
He might have beat our team.
How did you guys?
Do? I don't know.
Sounds
what we
like
shot.
We got to do a little flip flop here.
On top of wearing flip flops and playing barefoot, I don't like to keep score.
Right.
And when I play those tournaments, I know that you have to cheat to win.
Yeah.
So I usually will play from the ladies' tees, and I can usually convince most of my team, if not all of my team, to play from the ladies' tees.
Now, so you're saying that...
We had a lady on our team.
Okay.
So we just didn't want to slow...
Right. Pace of
pace
play.
Pace of play, right. You know?
Did you
did
that
come in
did
with
you the
guys
lowest score?
Start with that off the first
yeah,
tee.
Yeah, I talked him into starting with it off the
every
first tee.
And then you came in at the first tee.
Snappy Gilmore was on our
yeah.
team.
Yeah.
Does
shout
the one handed stuff.
Yeah.
But now
yeah.
he's
did he really do that on the course too while
well,
he's playing?
I saw him just hit a two handed shot
no,
on Instagram.
He was playing two handed, and we had and Travis's team was actually in front of us, and we had a par 4 that was probably like 330 yards to get to the green, and he drove the green while they were on the green putting. And he kind of felt bad, but I was like, dude, that was amazing.
Yeah.
No, I was like, you've really been working on your game.
Yeah.
And
that is a tough.
And then I was like, maybe we should move back
what?
To
driving
the
green with people on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel some type of way, but it's like you just drove a green and you can't even enjoy
it.
Yeah. You got the ladies' tees. Like.
Right.
Yeah.
What tees did you guys play, George?
We played blues.
Blues. Yeah. I mean, and that's what the tournament standard was. Yes. That was kind of
so
the rule of it.
Qualified.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If you guys won, would you feel like?
No,
would you
I wouldn't
hand
have
it
accepted
in?
The prize. Yeah, okay, like yeah. It's. I think it's like a trip to like some place like Dormy or something. Yeah. I don't know where. I don't even know what the first place prize is, but I would just be like, nah, I'm good.
I like that. You kind of enter high stakes competitive poker tournaments, just play for fun.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Is there a better vibe than that in
every
the entire world?
He goes all yeah. in I'm every all time.
It's the coolest thing I've ever heard. Yeah.
Games are over real quick
right now.
So down here in Miami for Liv.
Yeah, if anybody's in Miami too, hit us up because we don't really know.
Yeah, someone to show us around town.
Yeah.
Pro am tomorrow.
Thursday. 2 days.
The pro am is not tomorrow? The pro am is not tomorrow.
No, dude.
But it will be. It will actually be. So we'll release this on Thursday. So it will be today.
We're gonna get many petties tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, I really. Yeah, I like
we're
the
petty
do
the
pot.
Petty pot. So we might just.
Well, that's there, a different that's place. Not the place that we're gonna, that's not
we're
the
gonna,
place
yeah, we're going. We could talk. We're gonna try to keep it a little. We've been getting a little off the rails lately. But we could talk about
we've
it.
We've been trying to keep it clean. But
yeah, we're
yeah,
trying
no.
to keep it.
Go
we're
ahead. Talk about it.
No, we're gonna. We've been like honestly. We even deleted a pod because we were like we can't put this out because we've just been getting a little too off the rails. It's technically
getting,
golf.
Well, we do. Yeah,
and we
so
talk about other stuff. But sometimes
I can't see you guys getting rambunctious
with our. Imagine if Seabass was awake.
We did not see that.
With our new format, we just. We started releasing episodes on Thursdays, so we were gonna
first what.
We record both of them at the same time on Saturday.
Okay.
And then drop one about golf Tuesday. That's kind of like the main show. Very golfy.
That we've been doing for
you
two
know
years.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Very, let's talk some golf. And then the Thursday episode was going to be a little bit more like, let's just kind of riff and maybe go off the rails. We did one of those and we're like, okay, we can't release that.
Mm-hmm. It got too racy.
I don't even know that it got racy.
You
I mean,
take out the C and
I
and replace it with.
I
a P.
thought it was fine personally.
It was
maybe I don't have the best like eye for that type. I don't know. You know that could be a fault of my own. We could send. You know, we'll send it to you guys.
Yeah, I'd like to listen to that one. Yeah.
And it's funny too because
maybe
like
it's
had,
like a Patreon
had,
thing.
And if anybody's listening,
it could be like a Patreon thing. It yeah. could be like a Patreon.
If anybody's listening that listened on to Monday or Tuesday's episode, it ended with Chuba kind of saying there was a surprise, and he cut it right when I was announcing the surprise,
yeah.
which was that we're dropping Thursday episodes. So
yeah, we ended
nobody
last,
even
we
knows
ended,
that
we ended
listened
the,
to the last pod
the episode
that we're
going
to
release on
app.
The Tuesday. We ended with Sonny brought up the surprise thing. I wasn't sure what he was talking about, and then he said, well, we're going to start dropping episodes on Thursdays. Then we recorded that hour, then couldn't release it, so then we just chopped that off right at, I've got a surprise, what's the surprise, and then the episode ends.
So you guys just like talking to each other that much that we want to give a little surprise
to
everyone
else. Yeah,
we'll
go deep into pretty much any topic. Do you guys have favorite topics that you'd like to go deep on, or...
I like talking about tournament golf rules.
You do?
Yeah, I'd like to go deep on that.
Do you like them or do you not like them?
I think, if you're going to have mulligans.
Are you talking
scrambles?
Like, yeah, amateur tournaments?
Yeah, I'm talking amateur tournaments. Okay. We can transition into
live
if you
want. I love scramble format. I love amateur tournaments, so I'd love to hear some rule ideas from Gold Yeller.
So... I don't know that I have a ton of ideas. I can just tell you what I like and what I don't like.
Okay.
Tell us.
I do like unlimited mulligans.
Unlimited mulligans.
Yeah, that's just what I kind of give to our team. And maybe that's me being a little bit presumptuous.
But you're also not taking the win.
I'm not taking the win.
There you go.
Usually my team will think, hey, we're going to win this thing. And my first question is always, are we going to cheat? And typically they'll say, no, we're just going to win it. And I'm like, with this team, we are not going to win. I've played in enough of these tournaments that I know we're not going that low. Do you know what the low score is going to be? It's going to be minus 23 or minus 24. And we're not shooting that. Okay? Not even on my best day with this team are we shooting that. We actually won the first PGA Memes tournament that I ever played in Dallas.
Shout out, you guys.
And we had Daniel Berger's caddy. So we had a PGA Tour caddy that had been PGA Tour guy for 20 years. We had Bobby Bradley, who hits the ball 400 yards every time, drives the green every par four that we played. Legitimately,
I
like,
know,
hits
I love watching his swing. I really, that's one swing that it's I try insane. To figure out how he hits it that far because he's not that big.
Yeah, well, and we and Tanner Beard, the guy who won Holy Moly, like one of, I think the first Holy Moly, was also on our team. He didn't contribute that much. I didn't think I was going to contribute that much, but Waldo, Daniel Berger's caddy, was reading all the greens for me, just telling me exactly what to do. And for some reason, my putter was just on fire.
It's working.
So we legit made all of the, like, we've shot that score. But we also would have a couple holes where we'd be like, we are not leaving this green until we make this putt. So we kind of gave ourselves unlimited mulligans. I don't know how many mulligans we used. Maybe like 13 or 14. And I think we shot like maybe 20 under. I wasn't keeping score. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really care. This was my first like big tournament that I'd played in. I didn't really know even how it went. I was just kind of along for the ride. But yeah, we totally cheated. And then I told everybody afterwards we cheated. Like, I narked on myself.
Right.
Thinking that that was okay. Like, I wanted to be honest.
And it's I mean, it's like, it's the funniest thing in the world to me because it's like you get in there and you just tell everybody in the team, like, hey, guys, we're going to cheat here.
Yeah.
But then at the end of the day, like, you wouldn't even accept the prize, like you said earlier. So it's like you do this just to you cheat in a tournament
just to
win
expose
it, but then to
what's
not
actually going
win.
On. Yeah. What's actually going on in these tournaments?
We played in a men's league like a couple of weeks this year at the course by him at camp, Maury, Lake Maury. And the first one we played in, whatever the format was, I can't remember, but we grinded it out all day.
I think it might have been the
we
ramble.
We were grinding it for like seven holes, and then on the eighth hole, I decided to like take out my rangefinder and look around. I literally watched like five people in a row miss putts, pick them up, like picking up putts from 5 feet away, like nobody putting out, and we were grinding over everything
rolling
all
their
day
balls
long.
Over.
And we just ended up getting crushed. And I was feeling good. Like, I thought we were playing well, and I was like, people must be having trouble, you know?
Yeah, it's tough.
And it's like, we just like once I saw that, man, I was just like, I kind of just dropped my shoulders.
Like it's like
this wasn't a charity event. It was like a money match for like
yeah,
that they play
yeah, like
every
a men's
week
league thing.
Yeah. So it was like you got to putt out in those situations, which is why I started to look around. Like, are other people putting out? Nobody was putting out.
Yeah,
I was just like,
and we played good, and like Sonny's good at golf. So like when he plays, like pretty much the team does well. And I feel like there was one bogey that kind of it felt like it cost us the match. And then we get in the clubhouse, and the team that won beat us by like six strokes.
Yeah, it wasn't even
close.
And
then I saw the team that won. And it was two dudes that I had played with before. Maybe 8 months before this time that they were like 17 under, horrific golfer, like plus like 30 handicaps.
Really?
Yeah, not good. You know, just like guys that are not good at golf. It was like, you guys came out and just threw it down today, huh?
And what'd they say?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh.
No, I just got my dinner and sat there like, you know.
Comes with a free dinner.
Pouting about it.
I would have been confrontational about it. Yeah. I like to throw it in people's faces.
And we watched
I don't
so
know if
many,
I can
we
get
watched
into,
like
a men's league that
we
hard,
like,
you know.
Three teams.
I know I wouldn't get into the men's league that hard, but I would definitely bust some balls.
Yeah.
And say, "Hey, what happened when you shot 20 over last time? How did you go from 20 over to 17 under?"
It was like a quota or something. It was like a points game too, and it was like people.
Was there money involved? Like you won money.
I mean, you get pro shop credit.
Yeah, but still, it's a weekly thing that you put money into to get pro shop credit.
It's the highest level tournament
are there skins involved with it too?
No. Well, it's whatever the format is for the day.
Right.
So like could be well, one day it was a quota, one day it was a scramble. You just play with your foursome,
ramble.
And then
we did the ramble.
Ramble or bramble.
We begged
or
them to scramble it, and they wouldn't do
we
it.
We begged for a scramble.
So
we were like, everybody
explain
has
what
more
the
fun.
Ramble is.
Ramble is just
Texas
like you scramble off the tee. Yeah, Texas scramble.
Yeah,
so you kind of scramble the tee shot, and then everyone plays their ball in from the tee shot.
I don't like that format
because you have to putt.
I mean,
everybody has to putt their own putt.
It's better than not scrambling.
It is
true.
It's better. Do you play any other types of formats?
Sometimes, not very often.
Have you played quota?
No.
It's a tough game.
Yeah. Other formats get old, I think. Like, scramble is, it's just the way the team mentality is involved. Like, it's the best in my mind.
My favorite, this is one thing that Lee at Colorado Golf Blog does really well, is he'll do the horse race. And Rob at Fly Fairways also does the same thing. They
do
a horse race.
Too.
And it is phenomenal. Yeah, I know. We've talked about this before. Yeah. You guys,
there's no other way to do it.
Who did you see do it? Did you see? Yeah,
you learned it from Lee. I rode with Lee at Travis's tournament in Florida last year, and I literally learned like everything I know.
Yeah, it's the best because it exposes everybody that's not supposed to be there.
Yes.
The last tournament that I played in of Lee's, there was a group that just teed off with everybody else in the horse race, and I don't think they knew what was going on, and they were awful. Really? They hit two carts on two of their shots, like, because everybody follows them.
Yeah.
And these guys were just shankopotamus. Damn. And it was hilarious to watch. And then they're yelling at each other because I don't even think they knew that they weren't supposed to be in the horse race. I think they're just like, oh, we get bonus golf.
It happened in our tournament. The team that won the scramble by like three shots or two shots, all of them hit it. Like, two guys dribbled it. There was water right in front of the first tee. Two guys put it right in the water. Like, two guys, they were punching out on their second shot after they had shot maybe 16 under, 15 under. Yeah,
we even had one group at one point be like, oh, there's an overtime. We got to drive.
They left after the first, like, the first.
A little suspicious.
Yeah, that
you know, I didn't know them. I don't know if you knew them.
No, I didn't.
You knew
they were actually
players,
a sponsor of the tournament. So thank you to them.
Yeah.
Great.
Shout out to them. I think I was talking about other guys, but somebody left. And it's just like, that's a little suspicious when you bounce during the playoff, you know?
Shout out to the sponsors.
Do you have any other rule opinions about scrambles?
I like it. If it's going to be like a hardcore scramble, there needs to not be mulligans. But you also should tee off and eightsome so that the other team can hold you accountable.
Yes.
We, however, did that one time at Lee's tournament in Scottsdale, and we got paired with Country Club Adjacent. And I thought it would be funny is if they won second place. And so they were not going to win. But I would give them putts from like 20 feet away. I'd be like, I already gave you that putt because you're keeping score for the other team. And so we just kind of followed along.
You just said when you say hardcore scramble, you mean one that you take seriously, try to win, and don't cheat.
Everybody's taking it seriously, and you get the hardos. Okay. I like to call them, that are just like, oh no, you tap like it, like say you miss a putt, and then they just tap it in. They're like, we're in for par.
And so,
and then they're like, no, now we can't putt for our birdie. Now like everybody can't because you like those guys. Yeah, those are the hardos where you're like, dude, like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have to mark that.
Right.
Pace of play.
I just want to get this. The scramble and the hardcore scramble. Because you said for a scramble, you want unlimited mulligans. And for a hardcore scramble, you say no mulligans.
No mulligans.
So, hardcore scramble, is that like, again, like a head-to-head match against somebody? Because I feel like the PGA memes challenge is kind of, is that...
That's, I wouldn't call that a hardcore scramble.
You're not going out there to win that
one. No, but there are a few hard O's that play in that.
Yeah.
That take it a little too serious. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I like to
kind of... What are ones that... Well, give me an example of a hardcore scramble.
Just like that. Like, say they're putting for birdie, and they miss the putt, but then they go and it was like an inch away, and then they tap that in. There are people who will be like, okay, well, now we're in for par, and the rest of us can't putt.
Right. But so, is that like a head-to-head match against?
No, it's just in a scramble. I played in scrambles like that, I played in this one celebrity, I use air quotes, scramble where they auction off the celebrities and.
Got you.
It's kind of an old plantation type vibe.
Yeah,
it was actually at a course called Plantation, that they have since changed the name.
What did they change it to?
I don't want to say.
the Commander Country Club.
the Guardians. It's the Guardians.
Well, good on them.
but yeah, the people that I was playing with, they were like that. It was like, I'm like, well, can I not make this putt? And they're like, no, he already tapped in. And I'm like, so I don't even get to hit? Why'd you guys even bid on me?
Because you're really good at Legos, dude.
I don't even think they knew who I was, to be quite honest. I was the one that went for the least amount of money, and the other two people weren't even celebrities. They were just people that they knew. So I was like, how am I a celebrity? Just not getting any bids. I felt cheapened, but I also didn't want to be the highest bid on celebrity. It had slavery vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. That is tough.
It was a...
At the plantation? That was at the plantation?
was at a place called Plantation. Yeah, used to be formerly known as.
This is exactly what I'm talking about.
But I don't. I mean, I really like the. I love Travis's tournaments, VJ Memes tournaments. If you've never played in them,
they're so fucking fun.
They're so good. And they get they seem to get fancier every time.
Yeah, it's just the most well done tournament.
I feel like it's like the pinnacle of the like amateur scramble game.
Scramble, there's no better one to play than PGA.
Right.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's even the one that like the Dallas one, the one Orlando one that we met at, all of them, everyone I've played in. Yeah. We played at Bedminster. We just played at in West Palm at the Trump course. It was like a jungle. It felt like you were in Hawaii. I was like, this is unreal. How are we even playing in this? And I'm homeless wearing a hockey jersey. And you should have seen the looks that I got in the clubhouse when I walked into the to like the dressing room by accident looking for the bathroom.
Hilarious.
And I immediately got shooed out of the dressing room because...
I mean, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah, members don't want to see me walking into the dressing room.
Not for caddies, pal.
No. Yeah. the caddies are over there. No, I won't go there. I wanted to say... Well, I might as well say it. I was going to say get back to the plantation.
We're already there, so...
we're already there. But, I mean, that is kind of... Golf has kind of been known for those types of vibes.
It has.
For a long time.
It has. And it still is.
That's one thing I love about what you guys do is you break stereotypes of what golf should be.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Everybody has their idea of what golf should be.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I love about what you guys do, about what Colorado Golf Blog does. PGA Memes does it.
Oh, yeah. We just Country want Club Adjacent. To play.
Like, all of these guys are breaking stereotypes.
Yeah.
Fly Fairways, my buddy Rob, shout out to him. I love the tournaments that he does. I'm usually the token white guy at his tournaments. Mm-hmm. And I feel so included. And sometimes I'll get lumped in with the other white people at the tournament. So, we get segregated as well.
Yeah.
So we know how that feels
from the other side.
But,
yeah, dude.
But no, it really is. Those ones are so much fun to play in. And I just love that, like, how much golf has made I've made friends just over the last 2 years when I've gotten really hardcore into golf, like the amount of friends that I've made that I otherwise would not be friends with is crazy. Yeah. Like there's no way we would all be in Miami together if it wasn't for golf.
Chance. Right. Yeah, absolutely. And you got to shout out Liv there too, because they're the way that they promote golf and the way they play golf and operate as a whole, like, just aligns with how we do it, and they allow us to like be here for this. So
right. But if I shout out Liv, then I'm banned from the PGA Tour.
Right. Yeah, which what are you trying to do with the PGA Tour?
Nothing. But I like to keep my options open.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Smart. Okay.
But no, I like more golf. I'm definitely of the opinion there's not too much golf to be watched.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it is good for the game. I know that's an unpopular opinion if you're media.
Right.
I used air quotes again there because I'm not technically media, but you guys are technically media.
That's why I say shout out Liv, because without Liv, we wouldn't be media.
There's a lot of technicalies.
Yeah.
It really is. I do like, you know, it really is.
Technically, we are.
Remember where I was, like, in my car when I sent that text of the Technically Golf podcast, and immediately we both knew that that was the new name of the pod. Mm-hmm.
Have you guys talked about that? I want to hear more about it because I haven't heard you guys talk about that. How the name kind of came to be? Because I know it started out as group chat golf memes.
Yeah, right. So group chat's easy. Like we have a group chat from like that formed. Maybe 4 years after most of them graduated college. I only went to college for 2 years.
Yeah, like a group of us that went to college together, there was probably, like a 4 to 6 year period where we kind of like left
hardly
school.
Talked at all. Maybe not at all.
You know, went off and did our own things. And then one of the dudes sent in a message to a few people that was like, hey, we should do like a March Madness bracket. And then we got it up to 8. And then we did the March Madness bracket. And it was like great reconnecting and everything. And then... that ended, and it was like, oh, what do we do now? And then it was like, oh, maybe like a fantasy football. We tried doing like fantasy golf and baseball and stuff, but we just kind of started doing those little like community betting things, and then
weddings. The
group,
and
yeah, the once, group chat just kind of like kept building, and yeah, we started doing like a camping trip.
I honestly don't even know how I made it in the group chat, because you guys were all at Coastal for like the 4 or 5 years. and you guys all lived together. I was only there for 2 years, where, like, so to be included in that, for me, it was like 6 or 8 years later. It was a long time for me, and to get that text in the, and I was like, oh damn, like, but I loved those guys when I was in college, so like, I was like, hell yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah, then it just turned into, I mean, Chuba has this land in Vermont that we go to every year, and he, like, we really get close on that trip. We just go camping for a weekend.
Yeah.
We try to drag it out as long as we can. Now I spend fucking 2 months there in the summer. Right. But he just, like, kept us close, and once I started, like, one day, it was just, like, I owned a dry cleaners and a tailor shop, and I was just, like, sick of it. And I was like, what else can I do? I used to be – I went to school to be, like, a pro. I was an assistant pro at a course for years, and I was just, like, not for me. I kind of lost my passion for it. Took, like, 4 or 5 years off, went into my family business, and then I decided I wanted to try to get back into golf, like, on my own terms somehow. Started making memes.
Yeah, he just shot a text into the group chat one day. It was just like, you know, guys, I think I'm going to start a meme account. I'm like, oh, word.
I've always loved memes, and, like, I'm passionate about golf. And I'm actually, like, passionate about memes, too. So it's, like, it's perfect for me.
Yeah, and I think, what was the first name?
Maybe, like, World Golf Memes or something for, like,
something completely different. And then
all of a sudden, I was just, like, group chat golf.
It was like,
perfect.
Yeah,
I love alliteration.
The text came in there, right.
I love words that start with the same letter.
Yeah.
And just...
And then, like, a month or two later, he shot another text in. Was like, hey, if anyone wants to, like, write blogs or do anything, like, with this project, let, you know, feel free. And I just shot up immediately. He was like, yep, I'm down.
Just wrote a love letter to Patrick Reed.
Yeah.
In, like, month two.
Wait, that was the first thing that you wrote?
It was the first thing that he wrote.
A love letter to Patrick Reed?
I've always been a Patrick Reed guy.
He has. Because he loves the heel. He loves who everybody hates.
Yeah.
If you hate something, Chubba will love it.
Chubba definitely likes to push buttons.
He does. But I'm also a big storyteller. There's a poetic aspect to this, too. Like, I'm also a big storyteller, and I love storytelling. And... you have to have, there has to be a antagonist, protagonist. I don't know which one's the bad guy. You have to have a bad guy.
You got to have a villain.
So,
was he a villain?
Oh, yeah.
Well, No. I will not say that he's a villain, but I will say that golf fans and media villainize him.
Well, because of the.
Was it because of him improving his lie?
Stealing stuff from his college roommates that people fucking.
There seemed to be a lot of, like, there's a lot of alleged
stories.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know anything about that, but I'm also like.
It was easy to hate him for a while, for a couple years.
I'm an adult learner of golf. You know, like, I learned golf as an adult. I didn't really watch golf much as a child. Yeah. So, like, I came into it new. I just knew Patrick Reed from being a goddamn stick. The kid just throws it around left and right. He's got a gold green jacket. He had the Rory shushing moment in the President's Cup.
Which I recreated in Lego, actually.
Golf Massive
channel.
Moment.
So good.
Yeah.
He's the king of golf and the captain of America. I've always loved him. And I didn't like, I just, I don't like, like, he's out, he's a golfer. So let's look at what he does as a golfer. Like, everyone's digging into the this and the that. I don't know what happened out there. You know, I'm not here to judge him on or anybody for that matter on things that, like, they do in their personal life. Like, we're talking golf here.
Don't you like to judge Rory McIlroy, though?
Yeah.
Oh, any chance he gets.
No judgment on Patrick Reed, but we're going to judge. We're going to judge Rory hard.
I'm the type of guy to be like Dustin Johnson over Rory.
Yeah, I don't want
anybody.
Of course, because that just makes sense. You know what I mean? But, like, the things that he says bother me. You know what I mean? Like, Patrick, nothing that I've seen him do or say has bothered me.
Mm-hmm. He did
it's
get
all,
a lot of...
It's all hearsay from other people. Rory says it out of his own mouth. That's why I have this, you know.
Didn't Patrick get a lot of hate for, like, complaining about not getting good tickets at a baseball game or something?
I don't know. I never heard him
like
say that.
Like, I didn't totally understand it either. I'm not really
I hear
into
a lot
the
of
drama
people,
of
I
golf.
Hear, you know, again, internet stories.
Yeah,
but
I'm not on Twitter. I don't care.
You can't believe
we've
everything
literally
you read
hung
on
out with him in person. And he was
everything that he said to me, everything I've heard him say in public.
He was a total golf nerd, which I love.
What's funny about him, a story about him that Travis has told, kind of segueing into PGA memes, is PGA memes had, like, a tiff with him for a long time,
mm-hmm.
where he was like, they did not get along, and PGA and Travis would he liked to kind of poke that because he knew that it was going to get a lot of views.
It was getting so much traction.
Yeah, it was getting a lot of traction. But now they've actually become pretty good friends as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like once he got to know him, like that's happened to me many times. Like you'll get, like when I played hockey, you'd get in a fight with somebody and you would hate that person. Like Brad Marchand, he's a guy that you'd hate to play against. You would fight every single time, but you'd love to have him on your team.
Yep.
So I could see Patrick. I don't know Patrick. I've never met him. But I could see him being one of those guys where it's like, once you get to know him, he's probably a hard guy to hate.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even care what people, he like laughs about the fact that people make fun of him. He like, he gets that people were making memes about him now. And like, he's leaned into it.
And
he sits, and he proves it. And he fucking kills it when he goes out and plays.
Yeah, you have to.
It's like, when a guy like that goes out and like, you watch him tear it up, it's like, I fucking love that.
And because,
so
like, at the end of the day, he
gotta respect that.
He is human. Like, he's gonna, like, I could, it's reasonable to have, like, a hardened shell when everyone's, like, attacking you constantly. And all you're doing is going out there and winning golf tournaments.
So, did his caddy get in a, are we allowed to talk about his caddy getting in a fight with somebody at, in Australia, like, the President's Cup?
Oh, yeah, that did happen, didn't it?
Didn't he go to fisticuffs with some Australian drunk dude?
We'll have to talk to him.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
But he listens to this podcast.
I do like Kessler a lot, too.
If he got in a fight with somebody,
he's a busy
guy, and he got hate for that, that is awesome. I respect him so much more because the caddies have to have their players back. And
Kessler's had our back from day one.
Yeah, the player can't go after this guy.
Yeah, Kessler's
the caddies
got to
be like, hey, you want to throw down? Let's throw down.
Part of the job, baby.
If that actually happened, if that's true, I like this guy already.
Dude, he's the coolest guy.
That's hockey vibes right there.
The best part about it is if you go to the tournament any day this weekend, he will be one of the first people on the green setting up for Patrick, and Patrick's one of the first people on the green every tournament.
Just grinding, eh?
Yep. Like, I knew if we got there at 10:30 for the 1 o'clock or the 12:30 shotgun, Kessler was setting up Patrick's like putting area, and Patrick was the first one on the green.
Is he there tomorrow?
I don't know if he'll be there tomorrow, but they're staying there, so they'll probably be around for that team thing.
Right? The Aces have the bye,
yeah,
so they don't need to be around.
I don't totally understand
well,
that either.
That's
but I want to meet this guy.
This is gonna air, but
the way that it works, so like tomorrow they're choosing,
and it's gonna be we'll release this on Thursday. It's Tuesday right now, so we'll release this on Thursday.
Yeah.
So what we're talking about is technically yesterday or on Wednesday,
but it is the Technically Golf Podcast, so we're technically allowed to talk about that.
We also have this new problem now where we started. Like, in order to get our dream team that we've wanted together for so long together, we have to record on Saturdays now.
Mm-hmm.
And normally we do Mondays for a Tuesday drop so we can talk about what happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
But now it's like we're there on Saturdays. Tournaments are happening. It's tough to be like, we can't really recap the tournament that's happening because it's only Saturday.
Right.
But we need our dream team together. So we're in this really tough predicament there.
Yeah.
See, I think we should just say who wins factually when we record it Saturday and just have it be whatever happens.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's just a guess, though. I just don't love that. I know. I wish I
did. But there's no other option.
Yeah, just to not talk about it or, like, talk about what's...
Right. Why is it then we can't talk about
it? Do they have to be set days? Does it have to be the set days?
Well, it's
just
like
right
for
now
consistency.
It does.
Yeah,
because our other guy,
we
like
just
because
we just like it was like it had
here.
Been. Oh yeah, we didn't really finish that story. So after we got in, like after I wrote that blog, then, like I had done a couple of podcasts and stuff like way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So then we had talked about like you know,
like you'd done them, like you'd gone on them, or you did
no,
them
I
yourself.
Done, I yeah, like oh, okay. done a few, and so like.
I think we dropped our pod when I hit 30,000 followers in June of 2020.
Yeah, he then sent another message where it was like, you know, like, what's next? And it was like, podcast? And it was like, yep, in for that. And we had one other homie from that group chat, Danny Lafferty. So we started the group chat golf show, right?
Group
Is that what we
podcast,
called it? Podcast?
Yep.
And that was the three of us. And then he took a hiatus. So then when it was just the two of us... That's
just
when we decided to make the shift to the...
We can make it if we try. That's when you made the shift to... Sorry,
to
I had
the Technically
I had,
Golf
I couldn't
podcast.
Let that slide
we were,
without
we were a little,
along.
The Group Chat Golf Show is a little more like segments and like probably more golf than... But
Group
it was a lot of like
podcast,
amateur golf
used to write
podcasts
it out
and
in
stuff.
Advance.
Yeah.
Like it was very...
A lot of on-course things and stuff like that. And then we kind
of
wanted to...
Stuff too.
Yeah, you do. And
you
we were talking
out,
about that earlier, I think. off
when
air.
You're not talking about the PGA Tour, you run out of like things to talk
about.
There's
only so many situations that happen on a golf course.
Yeah,
and
there's
once
only
you've
so many
about
takes
them,
people can have on it too.
Right.
Exactly.
Storytelling is the best. If you like, that's another thing I love about you guys' podcast is the storytelling aspect of it.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell that you guys are storytellers, and that's what everybody wants to hear. They want to hear stories. That's why we love our grandparents.
About who you are first too, which is a big part of it, you know. Which is why we've been trying to make more videos to show people that like we're not.
Which those videos have been like fire, by the way.
Yeah, we've been
appreciate that.
I want to know. I want to know more about that. I feel like I'm interviewing you guys,
dude. The first couple videos that we dropped, like I wrote last year because we said we were going to get together, and I lived in Vermont at the camp that he owns.
Yeah, we did like a TikTok like hype house thing.
So we tried
just
to start it last summer.
Last year,
we tried to start it last summer, and we
a
just two ended up
hype house. I like
yeah. But it's literally just me and him. Last year, we just ended up getting fucked up.
I don't think
for,
we
like,
did one piece of like actual content.
We just got fucked up every
you
single
guys
day.
Hype house,
but it was like so. It was
would
a very
be,
big.
I just
like, want to
be a fly on the wall.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. You got
to
come out next summer.
We wake up in the morning. It's like, what do we do today? Okay, we'll get on the pond and just sit on fucking board like paddle boards all day and like eat some mushrooms and just
play darts.
I
want to
be a
fly
on the wall. Just
do that every day for, and then we didn't make one video last year. So I had these videos written, and then this year rolled around, and I ended up being there for 2 months. Right off the bat, when we got there, it was like it's time.
Let's actually
we have
do
to
it.
Actually do it.
Let's actually do it.
We started making the videos, and we would just like go out, record a bunch of shots, and then go. I'd sit down on Splice for like 5 minutes and put a couple of shots together, and then we'd sit down, watch it for like a half hour, and just like put words over it.
Yeah.
And we were like, how can
we
would finish writing it?
Where did it all come from? Like,
well,
where was the voiceover from?
We
like
loved
the black
the,
and
like,
white
ironic infomercial.
Yeah.
Thing.
That
was like the inspiration for it.
It was just making
an
infomercial.
And we did a little R&D afternoon where we like watched a bunch of infomercials and took notes.
Dude, we watched every, we listened, we ate mushrooms one night and listened to every single Real American Heroes and Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
And the next day we start. He had never heard them, which
never
was
heard
so
those.
Fun for me because
oh, really?
Dude,
so
these
he played
things
the
are
first
10 years
one,
old.
I laughed
15,
so hard,
20 years
and then
old.
We just sat there and he played every single one.
They're
they had
listened
on
for hours.
Yeah.
That
they are
night,
so.
Good. I might put them on right now. I mean, they're so funny. And then after that, we were off and running.
So
like,
then
it was like we knew what the template was.
Yeah, and it was like it was kind of like the format. The voicing over and everything, like I think we had done one, we went to Fox Run and we had done one where we like talked in it
we just didn't have
the technical capabilities to do it, like we didn't have the equipment that we needed to capture audio and stuff, still do not. So then it just made sense to just take video on the course of certain shots, don't need the, we can just cut the audio from that and then voice over in the studio.
Yeah, I love them. And I think your first one that you did got picked up by like Zyre Golf.
Yeah, it was
like,
one of the very first. Dude,
it was one
got,
of the very first ones.
We got like immediate gratification for that because
that was
we
a
started
wild
posting
thing
on TikTok
that happened there.
And like every one that we were posting was getting like 100,000 to a million
They're
views.
They're so
and we were
good
like,
though.
All right. We literally posted on TikTok for like we might have 10 posts like of these videos on TikTok, and I think we have like 17,000 followers there, and we haven't posted in the last month
after
or so
Hype House summer 2022 ended.
Yeah.
Why did the Hype House close?
Well,
down?
Just like it's a seasonal place,
you know?
So you got it like summer.
What's
ends
this regular life that you speak of?
Well, I don't really
like
have
it gets
one,
hanging out
Chubba
in Miami.
Does. Yeah, Chubba's got one.
Yeah, and it gets winter at the, you know it's like seasonal cabins.
That's what Pinehurst is for.
Yeah. Correct. Right. So that's okay.
Where's
so
the Pinehurst
house?
I
want to
go
so
to that
then,
one.
Yes. When we took that break, that's when we established the Dream Team, moved our content days to Saturday. We now now we have an office that we operate out of, like a real functioning office studio. Dream Team.
Four guys on the pod. We have a producer who wants to learn like video editing and everything, which is perfect because he's part of our
and we're
original
one week
group
into
chat.
That.
Part of our that group chat that this whole started from. He's one of those guys. So it's we have a really solid team right now, and we have a lot of ideas and like shit written and ready to go. It's just a matter of just like getting it done.
Yeah, we've probably got three or four good like sketchy type series things planned.
You do.
Like we've got the introducing thing, and then I think we're just going to kind of keeping with that theme of like one, you know, that's like you introduce a situation and that's our like infomercial one.
Have you seen any of what we're talking about, George? that they've done? Oh, you've got to see them. They're hilarious.
Our thing is, like, we don't want to do anything. Yeah. We don't want to do anything that anybody else does. That's one big thing about us from the very beginning.
Yeah.
It's like, there are so many similar things out there. Like, you want to copy Barstool because it works. But, like, and when you see stuff out there working, it's like, we got to, oh, it's so, that's so simple. We got to do that. And it's like, no, but what else can, what, where can we go? Yeah, and
there's no, like, satisfaction. No. And if you, like, if you take another bit and then it does well, it's like, well, it's already proven to do well. That's why you saw it and then wanted to take
Has anybody tried to, like, kind of parody what you guys do?
Yeah.
Or not necessarily parody, but, like, copy your style?
We did see some like, right when Hype House 2022 ended, we did see some, like, videos pop up that were in a very similar vein. But
they're good.
They're good and, they also and funny. Post, and it's
they
like,
make their own they make a lot of content that's totally original. Most of it, honestly. And the videos, I laugh. Like, dude, I laugh at their video. It's St. Andre Golf.
Right.
That's who it is.
Okay. I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah, no, I'm fine throwing it out there. I've talked to them before. They have a couple of videos that were, like, introducing whatever, which you've never seen before we started doing those. But
like, using the exact word, and it's the exact, like, same format where it's like a couple of, like, introductory scenes and then you hit the introducing and then you, like,
but close that's the other thing
out.
That's the other thing that I love about this space is like what you just said, Sonny, where you're like, I have no problem throwing out what these guys do.
Dude,
and
their
shouting
shit is
them
funny
out.
I laugh
same
at their stuff
same
every
with
single time
they're well made,
like, these
videos.
Guys, like, and they have great quality, which is huge.
Yeah,
they, like, have, like, a good team doing their video and they've made songs that are fucking hilarious. Like, I literally, they might be my favorite
original
content
account. I've never even seen them.
Dude,
yeah, they're good.
But you've seen them
because
Dyer posted.
That's what I do with you guys.
Like,
that's what I do with, like, Country Club Adjacent. I'm like, you have to see their stuff.
I think the main guy from them actually was big on Vine.
Yeah,
he's
it was just
really? Fine guy.
It was just, I mean, ultimately, like, what
Wait,
a, imitations.
What's his name? Maybe I have seen it.
I don't know what his name is. Do you?
I don't.
I'm gonna look it up while you guys are talking.
Yeah. You know, like, imitation's the finest form of flattery. Is that what the saying is?
Yeah.
But the reason I say it was untimely was just because it was, like, right when our content season ended, before we got our office launched and stuff, like, that's when they started posting them. So it was like a pause in our production schedule where it was like, you know, you'd hate to get something established like that and then have somebody else come in, do it, and then, you know, God forbid, those take off and people recognize that as theirs, and then
when we
get
go do
questioned
them again,
about, like, oh,
like,
you guys took that
this?
From them.
Yeah, no, I remember. You know, like, I remember Jake from Country Club Adjacent talking about that.
Yeah,
like, I think that was what he was a little bit nervous about. But, like, they kind of, like, I don't even know how to say it, but, like, they kind of welcomed you guys into the whole fray of, like, this whole live thing, where they have kind of established themselves.
Absolutely.
And I think Travis was the one that kind of got them in with the live people too. Yep. So it's all, like, it's PGA memes, it's you guys, it's Country Club Adjacent. What's the name of the other people? Saint Augustine?
Saint Andre.
Saint Andre.
Yeah.
I think I might know
who
it is, actually.
It's a super, super, super tight community. Yeah. That's the coolest
Saint Andre
part about
Golf.
It. It's like everybody knows everybody.
Yeah, I do know him. And I remember his name is Aaron Tuning.
Yes.
He is a Vine guy.
Yeah,
I need to follow him. Yeah, no, he's really good.
And everybody in those sketches, like, I really do.
Yeah, I'm following,
like,
him right now.
Every time they make one and I watch it, I'm just like, damn, these guys have it figured out. And the quality of their videographer is awesome.
There's some other guys
Whoever's
that do
making
that
their
too.
Videos is
it's
awesome.
Like, I think his name's, like, Taryn something, and I don't remember what the other guy's name is, but I follow what they're doing too. I'll have to find it. But they do that type of thing where they're like, where the guy's, like, wearing
a button-up shirt. Who's doing it now?
I forget
Trey Kennedy.
Yeah.
Is that who you
that
mean?
Guy. Yeah.
Their stuff's good too, dude.
Yeah.
They make some really fucking funny
ones. He's got a good part. I don't know, everybody's partner too.
He used to be with that guy Juggling Josh on YouTube.
This is actually something Seabass said. He mentioned when we were talking the other day how there's so many people Mood Swings Golf. There's so many people breaking into that golf and maybe like that golf like influencer community, and maybe it's just because we're in it. but do you see any other sports having that type of like Instagram community where there's people that aren't professionals?
No, I don't.
People that aren't professionals
also not in those scenes.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I don't know if that's a thing, but like, are there football account? Are there football influencers like, who aren't so. Pros?
No.
Yeah, are there maybe like some and one or like some dribble guys in basketball?
I don't think and one's really been in existence for like 15 years.
There's still a couple of guys on TikTok who do like who just go to the court.
The professor.
The professor.
He runs it back on Instagram
yeah,
for sure. He does throw out some videos that I'll watch 15 times in a row.
That's nice. What I'm saying. Yeah. You have to see how he yeah. makes those yeah. plants and how people go down.
Right.
He is nice.
I'm just saying the governance of the league, I don't think, has been together for
I forget this guy's name on YouTube. Like, it's kind of like basketball predicated. He got just beefs with people right off the bat, talk shit.
Like a basketball influencer?
Yeah, like Mike something. I forget.
Yeah, those people have balls, man.
Okay, so there are some.
Yeah, I know
like
who you're talking
is.
About.
He just,
yeah.
He just runs his mouth.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much what influencers.
He's really good too, though, isn't he? Like he can back
girls?
It up.
He's good.
Yeah,
oh,
he's really
yeah,
good.
Like yeah. a page Renee yeah. of yeah. basketball.
Because even the women, they just pick up a golf club and make content and making content. Like I said, anybody who goes out there and posts 40 times a week, you can be an influencer.
Yeah,
like if you do that, you can. Make it
yeah, and you also have to kind of think about what you want to be known for.
Yes, you need
like
you
can't
need
like there's
thing.
A ton of
you
stuff that we
thing.
Could go do right now that would get millions of views.
Right.
Yeah.
But it also could land us in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I mean,
so if that's what you want to be known for, yeah, like you kind of have to think that through. And that's why I'm so glad that I grew up in a time where there was no cell phones, because we did a lot of stuff that would have ended up as like if we would have posted that type of stuff, we would have ended up in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I don't know how kids do it nowadays. And I mean, I hang out with a lot of these kids and I'm like, I don't know how you guys do it. I don't know how you do the dating scene. I don't know how any of this
kids
works anymore.
Days.
Kids these days. I've got some of my own and I'm scared for the future of kids these days.
Yeah, it is. I mean, especially the contrast because you probably grew up in like the payphone. You did payphones?
Yep.
And now it's
I
like
was actually like, dude.
Now it's the iPhone.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a wild difference, like, growing up.
Yeah,
I thought
way
you
different.
Were, like, when I was watching you make that joke, and I'm fucked up. But when I was watching you make that joke, I thought you were doing a bit with, like the rotary phone. I thought you were fucking. I thought you were, like, you grew up in, like.
My buddy like, did have a rotary phone in his basement. And that was the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, because like we just barely caught the end of it. I feel like I remember a couple of movie theater nights where I would use a payphone to like let them know the...
Dude, I used to use the payphone.
Hey, come get me now.
Dude,
I'm done.
I got some bad news in seventh grade of like a kid in the class whose father passed away and he came to school and people were like, your dad didn't. You wouldn't be in school today. And then I went. I remember going to the payphone and calling my mom and being like, this guy passed away. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, damn. But like seventh grade. So I was still in seventh grade going. But I remember when it went to 25 to 35 cents. And I was like, how could they make us use this extra
dime
to get
yeah.
this call off?
Yeah.
Because like having a quarter is
literally
enough.
Nickel and diming people.
Yeah. That quarter should have always been enough for a payphone.
Yeah.
And
well,
all of a sudden it's like, no, 35 now.
I had
you
a really good hack for sneaking into movies. Because they would have payphones in the movies, and so if you went, but you had to go by like the people, and you'd be like, "I need to go use the payphone." And so you'd walk in, and once you're past security or whatever, you're in the theater, and you can go see whatever movie that you want. And that worked for me so many times. Yeah. We snuck into so many movies as kids. Movies were expensive even back then.
I wasn't a big rule breaker as a kid. I was a
puss. I've always pushed the limits.
Yeah, that's why I call myself a bitch to this day. Like I am. Just a little bit. I mean, I break the
rule. You're a rule breaker now.
I break some rules now.
You're making up for lost
respect,
time.
Respect,
yeah, you jaywalked earlier.
Did you see how I called it out?
It.
Did
yeah,
you see how I called it out,
yeah,
though?
You
because all I could think about was how
it.
I was breaking the law.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I had to make a scene about it. It's like, look at us, Miami boys, jaywalking. And then to myself, I was like, checking both ways.
Mike, you know what you're doing is wrong right now.
Did you feel guilty for doing that, for jaywalking a little bit?
I always do. Because I have this thing, too, where it's like when I'm in the car and I see somebody jaywalk, I'm like, that motherfucker. Like, just use a crosswalk. There's one right there. But when I'm walking, I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I'm good. Like, I can make this.
There was construction, too.
There
where
was.
We
it was
were
a sketchy little
walk,
area, yeah.
And there was no sidewalk at one point when you had to like go across two crosswalks at a 90-degree angle, and that was, and it was a little sketchy because it was a,
it was,
we're in foreign territory and we don't know,
and even on our way out,
and
I
they're
was
Florida drivers. Florida drivers are not very good drivers.
No, they were whipping around that turn. When we left and we got caught on that corner, right across the street, there was cars that were turning right at a red light.
Yeah.
And they were just flying, turning that right.
Too many race cars.
You know what it is? Yeah. They're overconfident. You know, they go a little too, they think that there's nothing happening around them. And they go a little too fast sometimes.
There's a lot of lanes.
There's
a lot of lanes, and the roads are very open here.
Yeah. Right. They just go get it.
They do. They really get it.
You know what I mean? Like,
they're just like,
they
I can go right now.
They have a high level of confidence out there, and it's not always like, it's not always like true that they should be going that fast.
Yeah, there is definitely a false sense of security, too.
We're actually doing this pod like right by the pool. That's sick.
We had actually, Goldie and I talked about doing it in the pool.
Yeah.
We could hop in right now.
I mean, we don't want to damage anything, and nobody wants to see the video of that.
Yeah.
We could maybe do. We could make a meme.
We could put the video out on OnlyFans.
That's true. Good.
Patreon. Subscribe to Patreon.
What were we at?
We were at like 50.
Nice.
Yeah. When I looked.
You can hear those race cars right now. I don't know if it's picking it up in the microphone.
Yeah,
but
it sounds like very overconfident driver.
Yeah, those guys are definitely overconfident.
Glorified lawnmower.
Yeah. Any predictions this weekend for Liv?
I don't totally understand.
You go in the Majestics.
Lee Westwood's gonna light it up. Love the guy.
Yeah, lovely.
The gem.
Yeah.
But they're gonna win.
I think that's the team. Ian Poulter just got named the captain of that team, right? Henrik got relegated to just regular player.
Really?
I believe that's the team, right? Lee Westwood, you said, is on the team?
Yes.
Yeah, I think Ian Poulter's on that team too, right?
Probably.
I thought, because I know Ian just got named captain for this event, and I looked at
as
the team,
be in a team
that
event.
He was, and I said,
he
who
wasn't before?
Who? Well, who was the Henrik. Other captain? I think Henrik was.
Okay. Oh, he was.
But now, no longer.
That makes sense.
I'm not as plugged into it as you guys are.
I thought Lee Westwood was.
I'll watch it on YouTube, but I don't understand the team format.
I'm mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it could
be. It's tough. No one's checking. We don't have Con here today. We don't have our producer to Google something for us.
Yeah, and our phones are way too far away from us to do that.
Yeah, I actually looked for mine a few minutes ago. I think I lost it. So
mine was right next to me, but. Type all those words.
Yeah.
Google. That's tough to do.
Any big Lego projects you're working on?
I just did a top secret one where we did it with a very big name player. I don't even know what I can talk about yet, but you guys know who that player is, and if
Tiger
this
Woods.
Podcast is coming out on Thursday, we should probably not say it.
Yeah, no, we're not.
But they
say
will see it. Very soon, and PGA Memes was a part of it. Actually, there's a YouTube video that we filmed at this said person's house, and it's pretty exciting.
Hell yeah.
I'm pretty excited. I can't believe that, like, I'm in Florida doing things that I'm doing.
Yeah,
and getting paid to do these things, and this is how I provide for a family of five people.
Where would you put yourself in the echelon of Legoists? I would say, can I tell you, without knowing anything about any other Legoists,
yes, I would put
you blindly in the top three without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and that,
personally,
top
I put
three,
you at number one because I don't know any others,
one,
but I know for
could
a
be
fact
number one.
You're top three. Just the fact that I know you,
right?
That you exist and do these Legos.
And I've seen your work.
And you do some of the biggest moments in sports.
Yeah, as far as the sports world, like doing what I do, I mean, I don't want to sound ostentatious, but I would say I'm number one.